Mitzvah Chanukah is 8 candles, even though the Beis HaMikdash is 7 candles. So 7 represents Teva. And Teva is a natural world. We have 7 days of the week, and that's, you'll see that in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash, the light there lit up the whole world. And the windows in the Beis HaMikdash were angled so that the light is going out. So you don't think that God needs the light, it's for the whole world. So you put it inside. But the number 8 is transcendence. So just like our bris, our relationship with Hashem is transcendence. So therefore we have the 8, goes beyond the Teva. So too the Chanukah is about transcendence and going beyond the Teva. So the Chanukah lights are greater than the lights of the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Chanukah lights, we'd have to do it at nighttime, we'd have to do it in the darkness, we'd have to do it outside. And if the lights were so much greater, so why don't we do it like the Beis HaMikdash, of where we'll put the candles inside, and then the whole world will get from there. Instead, we bring the candles out for Sumei Nisa, bring our candles into the darkness. So Rebbe explains that there's a difference between the two lights. So one type of light is to expel the darkness, is to bring light into the darkness, of where the darkness won't be there anymore. So for that, that's the light of Teva, it's the light of the Beis HaMikdash, of where you bring light into the place and you light it up. So you go in and you have a geschmack. You go in and say, oh, isn't the Torah wonderful? But there's a different type of light. And that light reveals that the light that's in the darkness. Not looking to remove the darkness, but show that the darkness itself is light. So at Hanukkah, you bring out the candles into the darkness. The Hanukkah candles are for Galus. And in Parshas Balosecha, at the time of the temple, Aaron is told, oh, you'll get the candles. The Ramban says that that's the Chanukah candles. Why is the Chanukah candles so great? Because the Chanukah candles are in Galus, and so therefore they'll go on forever. Whereas the light of the Beis HaMikdash can only be there when there is a Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, you remove the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore that power of that light goes away. But there's a deeper, I said before, Yotzer Or Ubayre Choshech, that the world of Bria is higher than the world of Yetzira. So in the world of light is a lower level. So everything being bright is lower. The deeper levels are in the darkness. So that the light of the Beis HaMikdash can only go until we reach a deeper level. Now we get a deeper level. Now the light is in the darkness, and the darkness is where the light is. So Chanukah is about revealing the darkness, that the darkness is the light. And how do we do that? That is Havaya Hu Elokim. That the Elokim, that the nature, that the Teva, is not a barrier to our access to Hashem. However, it is Hashem itself. And that when you have a spiritual high or a spiritual geschmack, or you hear a wonderful word and you feel great about it, so that's the light being revealed. But you get a deeper revelation. And even when you don't get that, you hear a word and you don't get turned on by it and you don't think that it's geschmack. So to there's still the light that's in there. And it can be a deeper light there. You can find more things. So that is Chanukah. And that is that you go into the Teva, you go into the darkness and you find the light in the darkness. And how we zeichet to this powerful light, which is so much greater and deeper than the light of the Beis HaMikdash. Because you see that the miracle that happened in Chanukah was the military victory. And why was this the military victory? Because they could have prayed, they could have looked past nature and gone to a nes and davened for a nes to happen to save themselves from the Greeks. But there was a military victory, so you had a bunch of Talmid Chachamim who were not set up to take on the entire Roman Empire, and you just go out and go into the Teva. They don't look to transcend. There were no miracles in the war in which they did. It came through the Teva, since they faced the Teva. Because why did they do this? Because if I that the Teva isn't here something to run away from. The Teva is the revelation of Hashem, and therefore we can also have the revelation of Hashem in the Teva by winning the victory, and therefore through the victory of the military, through the victory of going into the Teva to reveal God. So therefore, then they got the miracle, the nace, all of the Hanukkah candles for 8 days, which again is the transcendence, which is the deeper level of where you can shine the light in the darkness, show that the darkness itself has a deeper lightness than the light. Elohim and the Hester is your path to Hashem. Not that it is something to remove in order to get to him, but it is, that's how you do it, and that is Chanukah. And that's the transcendence light which you're zeichet to at the time of Chanukah.